I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. The Advent season lets believers focus on hope and peace. And according to Nuna of Triumphant Mercy Ministries, that's exactly what Lebanon needs right now.
It's true that everything is decorated, everybody's getting ready to have Christmas and to celebrate. But at the same time, you can feel the pressure everybody's under.
Economic, political, and even personal tension is tangible on the Lebanese streets. And that's why Christ's message of peace is the perfect way for believers to support their neighbors this Advent season.
It doesn't affect our move. It doesn't affect our work. It's the opposite. We just go on and we just say this is a time where we can actually share more about Jesus because he is the only one who can settle all this matter.
And find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Meanwhile, there are thousands of groups who lack access to the gospel, but did you know this?
The deaf are the largest unreached people group on the planet, and we need resourcing to help get God's word to those people.
That's Brad Weekerchess with Door International. We caught up with him at the Finishing the Task conference. Each year at this conference, FTT updates the list of UUPGs, people groups that are unreached, they've never encountered the gospel, and unengaged, no one is trying to reach them. Nearly 100 of the UUPGs on the list this year are deaf. Door International translates scripture into sign language and teaches deaf believers how to reach their neighbors for Christ. It's a big task with more than 350 sign languages worldwide. Learn more at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slavic Gospel Association is giving away the free book, In My Father's House, by Ruth Deiniger Erdell. Get yours free when you sign up at missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.